I'm driving in my car.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no, 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 no. This is not a toy.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Keep trying, stay in prison.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, we've got just about 18 minutes left in today's trading session. We've been bouncing around a bit here in the Tuesday trade. There's a lot going on and coming at investors right now, as you heard from Charlie. We're definitely off our best levels of the session. Bit of a mixed market, but down market, slightly lower on both the S&P and the NASDAQ 100. Let's see what Doug Cioka has to say. He's CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners. They've got about $1.5 billion in assets under management. Back with us from Leawood, Kansas. Doug, it's great to be talking with you again. We continue to think about like all the things that are coming at investors. And as Donald Trump gets ready to take over a second term, he'll be sworn in on Monday. Do you feel like there's still a lot of questions, especially on one of the big issues that he campaigned on, tariffs, in terms of how they ultimately come down?
You know, thanks for having me on, Carol. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think that's in the psyche of the market right now. It might be elevating some of the intraday flux, but it generally feels like there's a lot of fear in the market, but I feel like it's fearing fear itself that might be really at play, if that makes sense. I mean, we've had two really good years in the S&P back to back. We have an index that, I mean, if it's fully valued, if not a little bit overvalued, but since so much of last year's move was courtesy of multiple expansion, it's irresponsible to think we're going to get much more of that in 2025. But you've got a bond market that's indecisive because the Fed's kind of firmly in wait and see mode, and you got an economy that refuses to slow. So I just feel like the market is unsure from where its propulsion is going to come at this point. And as the market often does in the short term, it's likely to wear itself out without accomplishing a whole heck of a lot. But I'm kind of giving a little bit of a tangential answer to your question. We don't have a big fear about trade war 2.0. only because we went through 1.0 in 2018 and 19, and you know, we've kind of come to, as it relates to the new administration, we've been saying to take Trump seriously, but not literally.
We heard that many times over the last 9 years.
Yeah.
That was a common thing that we heard. Right. How do you know when to take him literally and when to take him seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things, right, we've seen, which is also really helpful, Tim, is there's an extent of Trump's power, even coming in with a theoretical mandate with both the House, Senate, and having won the popular as well as the Electoral College, right? Some of the issues that need congressional, particularly senatorial endorsement and approval, right, we're already seeing that just with some of his appointments, that there will be checks and balances of his power. Probably because the people that have to live with decisions are going to want to retain office long after Trump's second term expires.
All right. Do you trade on what we might get out of a second Trump administration at this point, Doug?
We don't, Carolyn. We trade based upon interest rates and earnings, right? And again, if you just meant what your colleagues wrote this morning really well, is that you've got huge implied volatility out of tomorrow, because if interest rates and profits are going to be critical, you have CPI, which is kind of an interesting one following on the heels of PPI today, and the big bank earnings coming to tell us how profitable they've been and what their outlook is, it would make sense that we've seen kind of a sloppy trade today for sure. But I think one of the things with Trump, and he's been pretty upfront about this in his first term, he considers the stock market more than the economy as a scorecard. I know you've heard a million people say that, and I think we say it a lot because it is true, and he'd proven that over the course of his first term.
Does he consider the bond market a scorecard too?
I don't think so.
I think maybe rates, certainly when it comes to like mortgage rates, but I don't know about, you know, I'm just trying to think of the power of bond vigilantes here.
Yeah, I think the bond vigilantes are driven by other things than the occupant of the Oval Office right now, Tim. If you think about like term premiums, it's a real thing, because if we don't have a legislative coalescing around the understanding that this is unsustainable, following on 2 years of record revenue, right? Revenue of the government, taxation over the course of the last 2 or 3 years is up 60%, and spending's up 99%. Trump exhibited no interest in reducing spending in his first term. We'll see what happens with this Department of Governmental Enforcement or Governmental Excess, the DOGE department. We'll see if that does anything other than become kind of a token gesture, but maybe even a token gesture can give people second thoughts about endorsing spending initiatives that at this point, 5, 10, 15 years from now, are going to be impossible to pay for.
All right, so how do you think, how do you position a portfolio? What are you doing for some of your clients, Doug? And I know when we talk with you, you think about the long-term perspective and view of your clients, and everybody's got their own kind of mission. But I am curious for folks who are listening right now and thinking, okay, what do I do in this market environment as we get ready for earnings to kick off this week and so much still coming out, investors? What do you do? Where do you invest?
Yeah, a couple, great question, Carol. So a couple things. Like, one of the things, going back to Trump's scorecard, probably as much as the stock market and more than the bond market, is the value of the currency. And the currency to us is kind of the ultimate arbiter of where things are going to transpire, and I should say traverse, over the course of the next 6, 12, and 18 months, right? Follow the dollar. Today was fascinating. PPI number came out cool. Dollar has sold off. Only two real class of assets that are sustainably higher today, small caps, international. The two components of the market that have been dying to be beneficiaries of the mean reversion trade. That is going to be a really good opportunity because they're undervalued based on their profit generating capability. So those are areas we're overweighting. We do really feel like M&A is going to tick up already in the last 2 weeks. Howard Hughes, United Rentals, Paychex, J&J. We're seeing the animal spirits of the market start to get excited about tying up with other companies, about deploying capital. They're excited about a low regulatory environment, which Trump definitely will represent. You're going to see more scale that's going to abound because of that, and that's really good for markets. We think ultimately there's a super good benefit to balancing a portfolio right now. The 60-40 portfolio had a good year in 23, not so good in 24. We think if rates are higher for longer, you can extract substantive benefit to the total return from the bond portion of your portfolio with considerably less risk because we're able to lock in with duration positive real yields. And if other sectors of the stock market besides tech kick in, I'm not talking about broadening, I'm talking about nuanced asset classes that have not made a contribution to the equity part of that 60-40 in forever, this could be the year sort of the sun shines in that direction. And we want to be optimistic and take advantage of that.
Do you want to take advantage of cheaper international stocks right now?
We do, Tim. But again, that goes back to the main thing that we're watching, which is the dollar. If we see the dollar trade off of extreme highs right now, right? And the dollar is going to move in tandem with rates. If those just come off the boil, you'll see that profit repatriation from foreign companies elevate at the same unit volume of sales. That's going to really magnify their profitability. It'll kind of put a light on the fact that the valuations that are historical discounts, those in the United States, you should see money that follows in that direction.
All right, good to catch up as always. Doug, be well. Doug Scioca, he's CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners, about $1.5 billion in assets under management, joining once again from Leawood, Kansas.